Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at Tanglewood in beautiful Lenox, Massachusetts on September 1st. And be sure to check out the latest edition of How to Do Everything. This week, Mike and Ian tell you where to find a rare first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jordan, and I'm calling from New York City.
So, Jordan, what do you do in New York?
I do genealogy.
You're a genealogist?
Yeah, afraid so.
No, well,
on your mother's side or your father's side?
So,
I'm just waiting to find out that I'm adopted and my life's work has been for naught.
Have you ever done your own genealogy?
Well, that's how most of us started, and I had to go pro to support the addiction.
Yeah, and what did you find any interesting ancestors?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Welcome to the show, Jordan. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Here is your first limerick.
Don't have any cookies to show, just intestinal rumblings below. The FDA sheet says, I need to add heat. I shouldn't be eating raw.
I'm going to need a hint here.
All right.
Think about pizza.
Oh, that's right. Raw cookie dough.
Yes, yes. Dough is the answer. Yes.
That? Thank you, Amy.
Sorry.
On Wednesday, the FDA issued a warning. Do not eat raw cookie dough. They say there's a heightened risk of illness due to a recent E. coli outbreak. That's right, America. Barack Hussein Obama is coming for your cookie dough. My friends, this tyranny will not stand. They will take my cold cookie dough from my cold dead hands after I die of food poisoning.
Or they'll just poke you in the belly and you'll giggle and drop it.
And drop it, yeah. Do you guys eat cold cookie dough?
Oh, yeah. How do you get
or
through
raw
college?
Cookie dough.
Yes, I mean, well, you've never menstruated, so you don't get it, but... Am I right? I mean...
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That aspect of it, they never taught me in health class.
There's just no way to get through that special time of the month without raw cookie dough, you know, straight, preferably from those tubes.
Right.
You just smash it on something, you just eat it.
Have you never noticed... They always sell it right next to the My Doll.
It's yeah. They do.
Understand.
I mean, so now there's going to be like a black market, you know, yeah.
Or a restaurant in Brooklyn where that's the only thing they sell.
Exactly. Here is your next limerick.
There was no sign that this was a toe spot. To fight this, I thought I had no shot. But I won't have to pay because AI saves the day. I've hired the first lawyer.
Oh, I think I worked for that robot.
Yes, robot. A London man says he's created the world's first robot lawyer. And while that sounds exciting and a little surprising, can a robot even be a jerk? It's a Twitter bot that, through a series of questions, can get you out of parking tickets. It's called Do Not Pay. And apparently, it has gotten people out of over 160,000 parking tickets in London. Not only did it do that, the computer lawyer also just got a Roomba acquitted of manslaughter. All right, here is your last limerick.
I really hope Uber comes soon, because my date will be over the moon. A chopper is fine if you don't have much time, but we're catching a hot air...
Balloon?
Balloon, yes! Uber, of course, is great if you're looking for an inexpensive ride or an unexpected kidnapping. And, but now it's gotten even better with Uber Balloon. The hot air balloon service is now available only in China. It makes for a pleasant Uber ride, but since hot air balloons cannot be steered, you may not make it to the bar for a few months.
That is not possible. I mean, who would... get into a balloon operated by your typical Uber driver. I mean, can you imagine?
Also, I've seen Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Air balloons are exclusively owned by evil geniuses.
That's right.
It's only villains.
Well, there's the Wizard of Oz. He had one.
He was a creep.
Yeah. hiding behind curtains.
It's true.
Giving wishes to young girls.
Yeah, you know it. He was a creep. We all know it.
Oh, my God. You've ruined my childhood. Bill, how did Jordan do in our quiz?
Proving he's the most interesting person in a long lineage. He got them all right.
Congratulations, Jordan. Well done.
Thank you.